Welcome, dear listeners, to another engaging episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. Today, we're taking you on a virtual journey to the Golden Plains of Nebraska, where the sun's energy is harnessed not just for power, but for cooking as well. We're stepping into the distinctive world of the Prairie Phoenix Campground, an oasis of green within the amber waves of grain, a place of unique harmony where modernity and nature combine in fascinating ways. Our guide for today's journey is none other than the creative, innovative, and environmentally conscious owner of Prairie Phoenix, Mr. Zephyr Montgomery. A man of few words but abundant action, Zephyr is a beacon of creativity and sustainable living in the camping world. His rugged charm is as compelling as the intriguing escapades he has under his belt. With a twinkle in his eye, he often quips, "We don't just camp here in Prairie Phoenix. We live, we innovate, and we leave a mark." Now, on this beautiful sunny day, Zephyr has an extraordinary story to share. It's a tale of challenge, innovation, and culinary delight. It's the story of the campground DIY solar oven workshop cooking meals using the sun's power. A tale that begins with a challenge that's as old as the human civilization itself, harnessing the power of the sun. But it's not about creating electricity or heating water. No. This time it's all about food, about cooking up hearty, soul-satisfying meals under the open sky using nothing but sunlight. And who else could tackle this challenge than our very own Zephyr Montgomery, a man who doesn't see problems, only opportunities to innovate. A man who believes in the power of self-reliance, community engagement, and sustainable living. But, as we all know, every story of success is punctuated with moments of doubt, trials, and errors. And Zephyr's story is no exception, so sit back, relax, and let's dive into the world of Prairie Phoenix and its compelling owner as they take us through the exciting journey of their campground DIY solar oven workshop. It's going to be a tale full of sun, fun, and some delicious meals, all cooked up with a generous sprinkle of ingenuity and a dash of sunlight.
There's something about the sun in Nebraska. It just seems to shine a little more brightly. It was during one of those brilliant afternoons, while I was contemplating the vast sky, that the idea hit me. It was like the sun was speaking directly to me, challenging me to harness its energy beyond the conventional uses. Here we were, basking in this abundant energy source, and yet, when it came time to prepare our meals, we were relying on gas and electricity. It just didn't sit right with me. Our challenge was clear. We were going to find a way to cook our meals using the sun's power. It was easier said than done, though. There were skeptics aplenty, even among our close-knit community of campers. The idea of a solar oven was foreign and, frankly, a little daunting to them. But the spark had been ignited, and I was confident that we were on the brink of something extraordinary. The first step, naturally, was research. To consider all the possibilities and weigh our options, there were fancy high-tech and expensive solar ovens on the market, but they didn't align with our ethos of self-reliance and ingenuity. We needed a cost-effective solution that we could build ourselves that was safe and could cook a decent meal for a family. It was during this quest that we stumbled upon the concept of a DIY solar oven, a simple contraption made of materials mostly found lying around, and the best part, it worked. We chose to go the DIY route for two reasons. First, it provided an opportunity to engage our campers in a hands-on project. And second, it was a testament to our commitment to sustainability and self-reliance. The idea was to empower the campers to replicate the project in their homes. And so, with renewed vigor and a blueprint in hand, we set about bringing the DIY solar oven workshop to life. Implementing the solution wasn't without its roadblocks. Getting the design right required trial and error. We had to ensure that the oven was safe to use and cooked the food evenly. The biggest challenge was finding a balance between functionality and simplicity. We wanted the campers, regardless of their age or skill level, to be able to construct the solar oven. It took us a few tries, a few burnt test meals, and a lot of patience, but we finally got it right. Then came the day of the workshop. The excitement was palpable. We had over 50 campers armed with cardboard boxes, aluminum foil, and a spirit of adventure, ready to build their solar ovens. As the day progressed, the field turned into a hive of activity, with solar ovens of varying shapes and sizes taking form. It was an incredible sight to see everyone, from the young to the old, engrossed in the process. That night, we all cooked our meals using the solar ovens, and I must say, food had never tasted better. The impact of the solar oven workshop was beyond anything I'd hoped for. Not only did we have a fun-filled day, but we also managed to inspire a community to consider more sustainable living practices. The campers were thrilled with their creations and the meals they cooked. Many of them have told me as they've continued to use and modify their solar ovens in their backyards at home. The workshop has now become a fixture in our campground activities. What I learned from this experience is that sometimes the simple solutions are the most profound. We didn't need a high-tech, expensive gadget to cook our meals. A cardboard box, some foil, and a little elbow grease was enough. The workshop also reinforced the importance of community and collaboration. We couldn't have done it without the support and participation of our campers. And the smiles on their faces as they tucked into their sun-cooked meals, well, that was just priceless.
As the sun sets, casting a coppery glow over the Prairie Phoenix campground, we find ourselves reflecting on this extraordinary journey that Zephyr Montgomery and his community of campers undertook. What started as a spark of an idea, fueled by a desire to harness the sun's power in a novel way, turned into a heartwarming saga of innovation, community involvement, and delicious sun-cooked meals. Our tale today carries a simple yet profound message. Look around you, for the solutions to our challenges are often right before our eyes, just waiting to be discovered. It's about embracing simplicity, rallying your community, and staying true to your principles. The Campground DIY Solar Oven Workshop wasn't just about cooking meals using the sun's power, but a testament to the power of self-reliance, sustainability, and community spirit. Imagine the impact if campgrounds across the country took a leaf out of Zephyr's book. That's the magic of sharing these stories on MC Campground Chronicles. Each episode brings unique insights, practical solutions, and inspiring tales from campgrounds across the nation, offering you a wealth of knowledge and a fresh perspective on tackling challenges. As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the journey as much as we did, and that Zephyr's story has inspired you in some way. Perhaps next time you're enjoying a sunny day, you'll remember Prairie Phoenix and the power of the sun beyond just lighting our days. Remember, dear listeners, every challenge is an opportunity in disguise, waiting for an innovative solution. Thank you for joining us today on MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on future stories. We have a fascinating array of tales lined up featuring more unique challenges, innovative solutions, and engaging characters from campgrounds across the country. So till we meet again, keep exploring, keep innovating, and remember, the adventure is in the journey, not the destination.